Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Mambo Jet. Today's program, we're going to clear the air. Okay, we're going to clear the air. And I'm just going to tell you straight out, you know, because a lot of people have been coming to me direct from Bocor, Leonard Elmira. So I'm going to clear the air. I'm going to say what I need to say. And I don't want no hard feelings afterwards. Just like Vera said to Quick in that movie Harlem Nights, Quick, I'm going to beat your ass. Come on outside so I can beat your ass. And I don't want no hard feelings afterwards. So I'm going to say what I got to say. You know, in regards to comments, things, posts, videos from Bocor Elmira. I want to start Konzo. He said, you know, Konzo is trial and error. I believe I can just about quote him. And I couldn't take no more. I didn't even watch the whole video. I was like, oh, no, stop right here. Cut it off. Because let me tell you something. He is telling people, and people are running it back to me. You know, and a lot of times I can just ignore things. And I figure, you know, if you want to be stupid, I'll leave you that way. But some people, you know, they're looking for guidance. And I want to tell you, when you're looking for guidance, never, ever, ever, never, ever is the left hand trial and error. You know, the left hand is a lot of people don't even know what the left hand is. They just use that term, left-hand path. I'm on the left-hand path. You know, Petro is not the left-hand path. It is Guinea. So it's, you know, Congo. So it's, you know, Nago. So it's, you know, it's Rada. All of this is friend Guinea. All of it. The left-hand path is something that you don't want, something Jablo. And if you think that without an initiation, you don't have a guard, which is a spiritual protection, that you're going to go mess with those kind of spirits on trial and error, well, you go right ahead, because that's your ass. That's your ass. You're going to fuck up your life. They're going to eat you, and you're going to go down quick. Messing on the left-hand path with some trial and error. As a Mambo was initiated, I can tell you this. I can use the left-hand path. I can use the right-hand path because I have permission to use the right-hand path, number one. You know, as a Bocor, you know, or someone who is not initiated, rather, because I really want to address the people. The people are so confused. Somebody who is not initiated, you are not correctly or properly introduced to the Loa, and a lot of them don't recognize you. They won't work with you because you haven't been correctly introduced to them. Doing your Konzo, you are introduced to all of them. They go, they go to every single nation. I'm not saying every single Loa because, like we all know, there are Loa that people don't know about. Nobody knows every single one. Some are family spirits, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But the major Loa, you are introduced to them. And then, you know, when you think you're all done, they do a little service just in case you happen to skip somebody. You're going to leave food for, you know, any spirit that happened to drop by that you didn't mention. You know, you're going to leave some drink for them, something, everything. You're not going to miss nobody. You ain't on no time clock. You might as well take your watch off because you're going to get to everybody. Believe that. But more importantly than being introduced to the spirits, you have permission. You have permission from Papa Loco to work with beginning spirits. You have permission. You know, you have a guard, you have protection. So when you want to work with the left hand, you have a protection that comes from your initiation that other people don't have. As an initiate, as a Mambo, I can work with the right hand or the left hand, both. As a Bocor,
You cannot. You cannot. So when I said, you know, that Bokor cannot do what a Mambo can do, you can't. You can't lead services. You can't console. You can't make other children. You can't make God children. So, you know, you don't keep the tradition going. You know, you can't do what we do spiritually like this, everything. Believe that. You can't. You know, so anybody who is trained under, and I do recommend that you are trained, even, you know, I work the left hand. I usually work the left hand to do love spells. And I'm trained to do that. I would not work the left hand on trial and error, not working with jabs. You know, even the Gede, you know, different spirit, like there are so many nations, you know, and you need to be introduced to them. You really, 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 really do. Because you're working with people who have all these spirits. You might have to remove the spirit from someone's head when they pass. You can't say, oh, I only work with Petro. I don't work with I don't work with Nago. I don't work with Arada. I don't work with this one. I don't work with that one. No. Even me, I'm 21 Nation. So, you know, you have to recognize these spirits because you know them through your initiation. You know, you may have to lobby someone's pet. You have to wash their head. How you know, the spirit going to reveal themselves to you. Even if somebody tell you, I can give you the Metchet reading, your Metchet, your spirit in your head not going to reveal yourself to them, and they ain't even been introduced to the spirit. That's number one. If you could do it through a reading, which you can't. The only way to truly know your Metchet is to have your head washed, and you need to have, you know, just can't say, oh, I only work with this particular nation. That is some Bokor thing, you know, if you only have certain spirits that work with you. But as a Mambo, you are much more broad. Okay? I wanted to address that, the console thing. The other thing that I want to address, because I want to take callers, and this is only a half-hour program. You know, I could use that all by myself. But the other thing that I wanted to address was the like I said, the left hand, the right hand. Yes, we as priests, people who are initiated, we can use both hands. You are initiated, you know, to one. But you can, you know, when he says to me, stay in my lane, they're both my lane. It's all my lane. My lane. So don't get that twisted. Okay, I'm going to take a call. I'm going to take a call. And the area code is 864. Let me see here because I don't want to hang up on the caller. Hold on. How do I take the call? Hold on. Go ahead.
Hello, everybody.
Go ahead. Oh, you can have
it. All right. My name is Dylan. I'm on
the That's my God.
And I called in to talk about the left-hand path, the right-hand path, Bokor, being an Ogun, what it means to be an Ogun, what it means to be a Bokor.
Yeah.
Most people, you know, and I've been around Voodoo for a while now, you know. I've even met many Bokors. Most
yes,
Bokors.
In person. I just might have to put this one on the speaker if you don't get on the screen. But go ahead, try to speak.
Yes, I've met, you know, Bokors in person. And Bokor, a Bokor, everyone knows, that's really just straight up left-handed. Like, they get down.
Gambler.
jab low, like demonic. They work with demonic spirit, XYZ. Now, if you are an Ogun or a Mambo, I don't know why people bash Oguns or Mambos. That's a blessing. Everybody can't be an Ogun or Mambo. I don't care what nobody tells you. You have to be chosen. You have to be chosen. That is a, that's an honor. So get it out of your head that it's this bad, it's this bullshit thing. No, it's not. That's an honor to be, to step up and be a leader and spiritually be a leader. I heard you when you were saying, you know, that being a Mambo or Ogun is being very broad. Yes, you have to be very broad. You don't know what kind of people is going to come, you know, and need your assistance, need your help. You don't know what kind of spirits they're going to have, X, Y, Z. And you got to be able to help them. You got to be able to help them. That's the role of a priestess or a priest. Now, on a vocal
and
can delimited.
Can I tell you, that you have the, hold on. I'm going to just connect to Dylan and then come inside and use the phone. Yeah, we ain't going to do that static. But I got to tell you what he touched on about the Mambo, the Ogun something, about them being a leader. You know, it's more than that. You lead the services. You know, you're not just a leader. And it's not, you know, foolishness. Oh, you're just singing and dancing. Our spirits love it. I'm still going to sing my song for them. Okay? You can call it foolishness, whatever you want. I'm going to sing my song for them. I'm going to praise my Loa. Okay? So, you know, even you know, the role of the Ogun, the Mambo something is to help the people. You're gonna, when people know you have a temple, when they know you have a peristyle, they come to you and they may need medical something. They may need they may be sick and no doctor can help them something. You know, they may have sickness in their head, they may have sickness in their body. When we call the spirit see it. The spirit is a doctor. Okay? Our spirits are doctors. They're angels. You know, the whatever problem somebody has, you know, in their life, they want to make their life better. They want to make their life go up. Yes, you come to the Mambo. You come to the Ogun, you come to the priest is something. Healers, not just healers, teachers, you know, keep the tradition going so that you can have some rogue person who is just rogue. And Vokors are pretty much rogue. Now look it up, y'all, before you go say I say something I didn't say. They are rogue. They don't work with temple. Something. So, you know, you can do anything when you are rogue. Who's going to call and tell somebody on you? But me, I can't embarrass my Papa Konzo. I take oaths. You know, there are some spiritualities that you enter through initiation. And African spirituality, most of them are like this, especially if you are not in it through a bloodline. So, you know, to say, oh, initiation is just trial and error, I have not heard anything so funny in my life. And I would usually just ignore such a thing, except for people actually believe it and will come and try to attack me like you done found some good knowledge. And then I got to explain to you, you know, and clean up the mess. Because if you have never been initiated and you have never been through an initiation, how can you speak on it? How can you speak and say it's no good? How can you speak about something that you've never experienced? How? You can't. You have a lack of knowledge about it. So my godson, there was a lot of static. So he wants to really, really, really speak on this subject. So I'm going to give him the phone. Here you go.
Yes, I was. Excuse me. I was saying I've met Bokuas in person, multiple Bokuas, and you're limited. You're limited. A Bokua cannot call the angel down from the sky because, just like my godmama explained, you don't have permission. You don't have the astan. How, I really don't understand how that is a bad thing or someone would take that lightly. That's an honor. That's an honor to be able to do that. A Bokua is limited. You can only work with Diablo spirits, and that's it.
Anybody
in this world, whatever color you are, whatever country you come from, whatever, you can work with Diablo spirits.
Well, we got to address this one, too. Hold on. I know I'm hogging the phone. But we got to address this one, too, because one person did pose a question to me. And I don't know if they were black, white, or what nationality, because they had an avatar as their profile. But they asked me about if the Bokor can be white. And I said to them that, you know, a Bokor is somebody who works with, you know, the left hand, the Diablo type spirit. You know, that, you know, you don't need initiation, you know. You really don't need permission to work with these kind of spirits. So I don't see how, you know, a Bokor can only be someone, you know, who is black or someone who is Haitian, because maybe just in name, you know, a certain type of Bokor, you know, out of Haiti who does certain type of works or whatever. But traditionally, the left-hand path is not just an African thing. It's not. Anybody can work with those type of spirits. Now, they might eat your happy ass, but, you know, you're going to be walking around here looking crazy, maybe literally crazy, walking the streets looking crazy. But, you know, you can work with those type of spirits. You can work with those type of spirits no matter your nationality, something like this. Your bloodline, something like this, because these type of spirits are not handed down in your bloodline like Guinean spirits are, like petrol spirits are. They are not handed down. They're not bloodline-specific spirits, Diablo spirits, left-handed spirits. So, you know, you're messing with demonic thing. Anybody can call on demonic spirits, and that is what a real Bokor does. When they get ready to do a jab travai, they call on Lucifer. They call on Lucifer. So, you know, to me, that's not about, you know, a spirit that is for a specific bloodline or, you know, okay, it was just born, this pantheon of spirits was just born in Haiti after the revolution, like the petrol spirits were. No. Guinean, they are Guinean. They're not, I don't know who create this thing in people's head to tell them that the petrol spirits are left-hand path spirits. They, when we say in Haitian voodoo, don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, it doesn't mean, and they usually refer to the petrol spirits as left-handed spirits. It doesn't mean that the Rada spirits are so good and the left-handed spirit and the petrol spirits is Jablo. It doesn't mean that any of them you can work with on the point of jab, but they're all Guinean. I'm telling you this. And there are more nations than just those two, but as a general rule, maybe it got mistranslated, you should keep your cool spirits separate from your hot spirits, which I do. And you should not ask the cool spirits for the same thing you ask the hot spirits for. You know, you have to know the definition of the left-hand path. Okay? That's number one. Some people don't know the definition of the left-hand path. So hold on, here we go, studio.
Yes. But it,
I want to ask you something.
Yes, ma'am.
I want to ask you something.
Mm-hmm.
Would you get a vote for over him initiated?
Absolutely not. Just me personally, no.
Why not?
My own opinion.
Why would you personally not pick to get a vote for over him initiated?
Because if I'm initiated, number one, this is the simplest answer. If I'm initiated, I can do both, like I've been saying the whole time.
Okay.
And if I'm a Bokur, I can't. I'm only limited. I would never mess up my life like that. Say you got kids or anything, that's your life. That's for generations when you work with them type of spirit. Now, I don't knock nobody, but your ass going to work with the left hand like that. I'm just not. I'd rather get down with God and my angels because they are enough for me. I don't need that. I've seen people look ugly in the face, literally, ate up in the face from working with left-hand spirits. You literally look ugly. You can tell, like, when you work with those type of spirits. You do. I'm not going to call no name, but I'm telling you, like, you do. You look bad in the face, unhealthy, everything.
And we ain't talking about nobody on the internet. My uncle Leo has one guy who works for him, and he did work for him, and this guy was a Bokor in Haiti, and oh my God, he just looks like you don't want to just look right at him, you know. You look like you work with those. You start looking like them spirits, you know. Oh gosh. Oh, did I knock something over? Okay, now, hold on, we need to address these issues. We ain't going to sit here and laugh at Gene. Okay. No. Oh, Lord. We're not going to sit here. But, yeah, my uncle is a worker. He worked with the left hand. Very much looked like it. Very much looked like it. But, you know, a lot of things are born for the Bokor out of necessity. Out of necessity, you know, I made a video about powders and Haitian voodoo. And I said, you know, for me, learning how to make the healing powder, you know, it can come out of necessity. It can come out of your own sickness or your sickness from a family member or something. I pray I never get this damn angry at somebody, but making those type of powders that are malevolent, that can kill somebody or, you know, make somebody, you know, so that they're not in the right mind, that the type of things that Bokors are known to do, you know, it can come from sometimes, you know, you got to do what you got to do. A lot of times, and that's you know, how the petrol spirits were born, out of necessity, that, you know, we got to do what we got to do. You know, and we did what we had to do, outnumbered 3-1. We did what we had to do, and our spirits helped us. So, but the thing I'm telling you, too, is, and particularly the petrol spirits helped us, and they're still getting it. They're still angels. The thing I'm trying to tell you is that I pray I never get this angry at somebody that I really have to use the left hand on you, but I can, and I will, because if you use your right hand, you better know your left hand better. You better know your left hand better, because it is very, very common in Haitian voodoo, which is why I just simply ignore it when people are like, you know, mambos ain't nothing. Oh, mambos ain't, look at that old mambo on a cane, whatever. That old mambo on a cane will fuck you up if she wanted to, if she had to. She just ain't angry enough to do it, you know, and I pray I never get angry enough at nobody to do it. You might could offer me enough money to do it, but I pray I never get that mad that I have to really pull out the left hand and mess up your life. I pray I never get that angry. But most people do work the left hand for financial reasons. Other than financial reasons, I can't see nobody working the left hand just for pleasure. There is no pleasure in it. I can't see nobody doing it for pleasure. You know, other than financial reasons, I would not work the left hand. You know, people work the left hand sometimes because they are very, very poor. and they want to make their life go up. I can tell you about 90% of the people who leave Haiti, who left Haiti by boat back in the day, like just only, you know, a couple generations ago, who left Haiti by boat to come to the U.S., of course they went and got protection before they left the island. You know, some of it may have, you know, been unit, some of it may have been left-handed work. Who knows? Who knows? You know, my Uncle Leo said somebody gave him permission before he left Haiti and that he did everything that you know, the person said. He said that when he was in the Bahamas, everybody was arrested for deportation, for visa violation, except for him. They left him there. And he was just as illegal as everybody else. Protection. Not only that, you know, the Mambo who gave him protection said to him, you know, with the spirit, if you need money, you can walk in the bank, take it and leave. And you're not gonna have no problem. They're not gonna see you nothing. He said he did everything except that. He didn't try that one. But you know, everything else, he needed it. He did it. You know, because you need your protection. You need your protection, you need your guard, you need to be introduced to the spirits. You need to go about voodoo in a protocol and in a correct way. There is a correct way in Haitian voodoo to receive knowledge, to address the spirit, all of this. You need to go about it the correct way. And harassing me on the internet is not the correct way, trying to provoke knowledge out of me. You're gonna, you know, make my spirits angry with you, and they're going to turn on you. That's all you're going to do. You need to go about it the right way. Trolling on the internet will not get you the spiritual knowledge you're seeking. Watching people just entertain you in these videos about voodoo, because all it is to me is entertainment. It is entertainment. I don't see any real spiritual knowledge there. So, you know, it's just entertainment. If you're trying to use it as your spiritual guide and your way to spirituality into Haitian voodoo, you're going about it the wrong way. You're going about it the wrong way. We got 90 seconds. But yeah, it doesn't bother me. Yes, we do come with honor and respect. But I'm telling you, it's very, very common in the Haitian culture for people to talk about one another and carrying on. You know, it's very rare to see somebody who just doesn't get involved in that and just stays to themselves. When I find people like that, I love you so much because you remind me of my father. That's how he was. But usually you do see people trying to, you know, backbite, very messy, et cetera, et cetera. Not good or low, I don't like it. Yes, yes, all this talk. You know, you need to go, instead of coming to me, and then, you know, I got 30 seconds. I'm going to tell y'all right now, this is the best part of the show. Instead of coming to me with this crazy shit you hear, go ask that person why. Why won't you challenge them? Why won't you challenge that foolishness if it don't sit right in your spirit? Why you come ask me? Why? You need to go tell that person, this don't sit right in my spirit. Don't come over here. Don't come over here to Mambo Odette to clean up the mess. I ain't the one putting this malarkey out there. I'm Mambo Odette. Bye. Bye.